Profile on Praise Junction. Listen.
This is my story.
Real people, real stories. Real God, real change.
This is my story. Tell me about my Savior. Show the world His love. This is my story.
This is Profile on the Praise Junction Show.
Amen. You're on Praise Junction at Hope FM. Listen and live. It's 14 minutes past 12. And I'm hosting a great servant. His name is Dan Matakaya. Just sharing with us his story on how God helped him heal and forgive his wife totally, you know, because his wife poured on him sulfuric acid and also tried to electrocute him. But here he is, you know, to share his story. So allow me to invite him back. And in a short while, we'll be getting to your comments and questions on 20933. That is 20933. That's our SMS line. You can also get us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The handle is at Hope FM Live. At Hope FM Live, yes. On Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Like our pages, follow us there. And of course, 20933 is the SMS line. Our WhatsApp line is 0717400555. Welcome back, Dan.
Thank you so much.
So your great friend, what was his name?
Yeah, he was called Mwangi. He was from Naivasha.
So you meet Mwangi and God uses Mwangi powerfully to give you this statement that changed your life.
Yes,
take us through that journey.
You know, Mwangi, when my mom aliniacha hospitali, I stayed with my mom in the hospital for 3 months.
Yeah.
Being a teacher, alikuwa naenda shule so, 2014 January. Mm. So, akaambia Mwangi, nimekuachia to Dan, when niangalia Dan.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was with Mwangi, he was like my brother. So, that's when he told me, Dan, ningekuwa wewe, I wish I could be you. After asking and telling me that all what he told me, that's when I felt that I'm worth living. Because that is the statement I just wanted to hear from someone who is not my family member, who is not that friend that I had known.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt that those people were lying to me. Mm-hmm. I just wanted someone who is not a family member to tell me that, Dan, you are worth living. You are okay.
Yeah.
Apart from how you look, apart from the scars, you are okay and you are worth living.
Mm-hmm.
So God used Mwangi to transform my life.
What was Mwangi suffering from?
Mwangi had been diagnosed with leukemia and he had gone to India for treatment, but he had been referred back for home management.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew his fate and he knew his days were numbered.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God because He used him just for me to transform my life so that even today I can be here speaking to many people who are experiencing or going through what I went through.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
from...
On.
Yeah, he passed on.
Yeah.
And naomba tu Mungu aiweke tu roho yake mahali pema peponi, but I can say in life you never know what God can use.
Okay.
Mungu anaweza tumia mtu mwenye hata ujui, a stranger, to just give you hope or to for you to get what you want.
Okay.
So from that time, I just went on my knees, nikaomba. Then initially my prayer was for the restoration. This time round, I was praying for God just to get me out of the hospital. Because even the environment, it wasn't conducive for me.
Yeah.
Like, ukiamuka, unasikia watu wanapika nduru. You wake up, unasikia mili zinatolewa. So sometimes you feel that maybe you are the next.
Yeah.
You will be the next mwenye utakuwa unasukumwa, unapelekwa mochari.
Mm.
So I just prayed, Mungu tu anitoe hospitali. And then I promised to commit and devote my time to do his work.
That's what you told the Lord?
Yes, that's what I told the Lord.
Mm.
Just get me out of this hospital.
Mm.
For the rest of my life, I'll do your work. to transform people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then in February 2014, I was discharged.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a fair condition.
What do you mean by that?
But I had a lot of wounds. So I was discharged in a fair condition, but given a nurse who used to come home to do dressing, like after two days, for another 6 months, since February to August. That's when, after now vidonda zilipona, I was also admitted at Nairobi West Hospital. This time round, in Nairobi West, I underwent three surgeries.
Yeah.
You know, vidonda zilikuwa zimepona, but now I had a lot of contractures. Shingo imepona, lakini imeshikana na beka.
So that's what you call contracture.
Mm-hmm. And then mkono imepona, but iwezi enda straight, imeshikana. So they had to do a surgery to release the contracture. Wakate hizo nyama so that shingo inaweza penduka. So, and then they also did a surgery on my nose to see if they can open the nostril. But for the nose, it wasn't successful. But they managed to release the contractures. And then in 2015, I was also admitted to Kenyatta National Hospital to also now to redo, to try and open the nostril. And after the surgery, bado ikuwezekana. I remember that before the surgery, Apo Kenyatta, I was so worried because I was told that tell your people that after the surgery, you'll go to ICU for 48 hours for recovery because they were planning to take one of my rib to use it to reconstruct my nose. So I was so worried.
Yeah.
I just told my people that msipige simu, wait after 48 hours.
So you didn't tell them?
Niliwaambia, but I was praying. I was just praying. You know, as I was praying, I'm also telling God, if you take me, ani, unaona, you just repenting because anything can happen.
Yes.
You know, anything can happen. Yeah. You just tell, I was also telling God, just nitoe tu hapa. I'll do your work. Yeah, so wakafanya hiyo surgery, they did the harvest, took the rib, but walikata nyama malingine. They tried, but still it was successful. So that's when I went to US in 2019, where they told me I'll have to undergo more than 6 surgeries for the nose to be fully functional.
These are separate surgeries from the 15 you told us.
Yes, these are separate.
Okay, so how many surgeries have you been through?
I can say right now is 20, and I, you know, yes, they told me I'll have to undergo over 6 surgeries. So they did one. I still have 5 more. Ni venye tu corona haijaruhusu, but ilifaa niende last year for another surgery this year. But I believe God is working miracle.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
I've learned never to complain. Everything works for the good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
So, when did you know that I'm now totally healed? But before that, did your ex-wife at any point reach out to you to say, I'm sorry, you know, to explain why she did that, or their family did any?
Yeah, when I was in the hospital, the sister came. Her sister came, but that time, sikuwa na ruhusiwa kuonekana. So, nilitoka tu inje, akaniona kwa umbali.
Yeah.
So, after treatment, you know, she surrendered to the police and she was charged in court and then released on bond. So when I went to attend the court hearing, that's when I met her. For the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 2016.
Mm.
And then I asked her why she did this to me. She told me that alidanganywa. Then she started crying. At that time, I tried to find out who was that person alimudanganya, but akuniambia. Then those people I was with, started getting emotional. So tukatoka tu hapo. You know, everyone, kila mtu was getting emotional because of what this my ex-wife did to me.
Okay.
And then, you know, at one point I was struggling with revenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with revenge. Before I let it go, I struggled because I thought that it's only revenge that will make me to heal. You know?
Yeah.
But it was affecting me more. It was affecting me more because I was not eating. I had a headache all the time, silali.
Yeah.
So I realized that I'm suffering more. You know, when you think of revenge, it hurts you. It don't hurt them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I was still prayerful. Kila mahali niko tu na radio. Nasikiza tu maombi. I listen to Hope FM. Mm-hmm. I listen to other Christian stations. Nasikiza tu maombi. So, coming from a Christian background, I just prayed. I used to fast even when I was still undergoing treatment. Mm-hmm. So, this time I prayed. Nikaambia tu Mungu, anipe nguvu to just forgive.
Yeah.
One day, I just woke up. I called her sister and kamambia, whatever my ex-wife did to me, I've forgiven her. And I requested to talk to my ex-wife. I talked to her. I told her, I've forgiven you. Ile kitu linifanyia. Nimeachia Mungu. Akusema kitu. She started crying. So, mi nikakata simu.
Mm.
But from the time those statements came out of my mouth, I can confess, I felt peace.
Yeah.
I felt peace. The pain I was feeling, Elisha.
Mm.
And that's why I usually tell people, there's power in forgiveness.
Yes.
There's power in forgiveness.
Yes.
I've tasted that because it has happened to me.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's when things started flowing the way you wanted.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes tunajifunga because we are carrying people in our heart. So God can't even establish something in you or in your psycho because you are carrying many people in your heart. You have not given God that opportunity to do miracle in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would wish to urge those people, forgiveness as power.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. So talk to me before we get to a break and we get to our listeners' questions and comments. How did God birth now the great ministry you're doing out there to help specifically men and women also, you are telling me off air, who go through domestic violence?
Yeah. You know, when I was in the hospital, I saw many people dying. Those of whom even were helping me, and they were victims of domestic violence.
Yeah.
And remember, at one point in the hospital, I just told God, just get me out of this hospital and I'll do your work.
Yeah.
And then now people started reaching out to me. The hospital, Kenyatta, the doctor started calling me, come and talk to this patient. They have refused to take medicine. They have given up. So I started now going to the hospital, talking to the patients. Families calling me, Dan, come and just talk to my son. Let him see what you went through. Yeah, so that ajue si kuzuri. Because many families, we know many people, our children are struggling with violence in their relationships and marriages, but we don't know how to help them. So people started reaching out to me. So that's when I decided to register the organization. It's called Danshesha Foundation, so that I can reach out to many people across the country, not just within Nairobi.
Yeah.
I just wanted to create that safe space where men, our target, we target men because, you know, our society has labeled men as perpetrators when it comes to domestic violence. But when it happens the other way around, then the society is not ready to listen to men. You know, we have been groomed that men don't cry. We need to act like a man.
Yeah.
But the society, our jui kwamba, we are human beings. We have emotions. Mm. We just need someone who can listen to us. So I registered this organization to create that safe space whereby men can come, get someone who can listen to them. Mm. They share their stories and they get help.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so far, I can tell you we have helped many people.
Mm.
Last year, 2020, the cases were on the rise.
Yeah.
And many men were dying. You know, after losing jobs due to COVID, many people were suffering.
Mm.
So we launched a toll-free number, which is 1196, where men could call and get counseling.
Mm.
And so far, we have helped over 5,000 men from across the 47 counties, and even over 1,300 women. When Yamesema, they can't keep quiet. And yes, we know it's happening in our society.
Mm.
So I told those counselors, Atakama is a lady. Mm. Just help. Let's help because we want to have a safe society.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm happy men are opening up and they are willing to share.
Mm.
When they get that safe space, men can share.
Okay.
And that's the only way to neza maliza violence because domestic violence only thrives in silence.
Yeah.
But when you speak up about it, even the perpetrators get threatened.
Mm.
And that's the only way we will win the war against gender-based violence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sawa. One more thing, then we get to a quick break here, Mr. Dan. You know, you introduced yourself by saying you are a police officer,
mm-hmm.
and we've just heard your story. Somebody could be wondering, so... where are you attached and how do you execute your work, you know?
Yeah.
How do you do it? Like.
Yeah, I'm attached to Industrial Police Station here in Nairobi.
Mm.
And, you know, after treatment, I went for rehabilitation.
Yeah.
I started life afresh, like to read, learning how to walk, because, you know, now I'm not seeing. So I was trained on how to read with fingers, reading braille,
yes.
and then computer. I was trained daily living skills. That's whereby you can wash, you can cook, you can do those basic things.
Mm-hmm.
Because at one point, you'll find yourself alone
mm-hmm.
in the house and you can't wait for somebody to come and cook for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have those skills whereby you can do some of these basic things on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then through the training and the skills I nilipata huko, that's when I went back to work.
Yes.
And I can do kazi ya ofisi because police is not only about ile patrol ama kushika watu.
Yes.
This kuna kazi ya investigation, kuna kazi ya records, kuna kazi ya ofisi. So, you know, even some people feel free and comfortable to share things with me because wengi wana, there's a perception that police ukinaweza mwambia kitu akupenduke, then akushike. But they feel comfortable sharing with me because siwaoni, sitawajua.
Yes.
So they will share with me the information that we need.
Mm.
And it's working.
Okay.
And I thank police because It's not easy. Mm-hmm. They catered for my bills in the hospital, and that was millions and millions of money,
yeah.
And I'm still in the payroll. So I thank God even for that.
The Kenya Police.
Yeah.
God bless them.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Allow us to pause here for a quick break. You know, the way you've said, we thank the Kenya Police. Somebody was just asking, so who is catering for Dan's medical expenses?
Yeah.
Wabarikiwe sana. Indeed, we say wabarikiwe, the Kenya Police. Let's have this quick break. When we come back now, we move straight to your questions on 20933 at Hope FM Live, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and on 0717-400-555. Dan will also be giving us a number in case you're listening to us and you just want to reach out to him and share you're in that situation in an unsafe space and you just need help. Dan will be letting us know on how we can do that. And you know, the beautiful thing is this: there is power in the name of Jesus. It breaks every chain of unforgiveness, chains of bitterness, chains of anger. The power in the name of Jesus breaks all that and sets us loose.
The Profile song break. Take a moment of reflection.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain.
Woo!
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
Come on, say it to me.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army. Break every chain, break every chain.
This is Profile. Real people, real stories, real God, real change.
Amen. And of course, our guest is here to testify the change that God has caused in his life. Our guest today, Dan Matakaya, is a police officer. If you've just tuned in now, you've missed a lot, but don't worry. We'll see what you can do to help you the remaining few minutes. So I promise to get back to your comments on 20933, that is 20933, at Hope FM Live on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at Hope on Air. Let's begin with Twitter, just to see what's happening at CoHLU, just saying forgiveness is divine, vengeance belongs to God, a deep moving story. This is a child of God saying, oh God, if this brother can forgive, then we all can forgive. Gender-based violence, this one says, thrives in silence. Men should normalize speaking out and seeking for help. Thank you for that comment. Ronald Kipchumba, real touching story. I have learned something with God. There is a way out even when all hope is lost. Amen to that. Somebody else here, what are you saying on my Twitter at Hope FM Live? SCPL, I can see you. You're quoting Ecclesiastes 7:26. Quoting they are very dangerous woman. Davis Atundo, hi. You're saying, ooh-wee, anyway, it's only God. it only takes God, grace of God, to forgive such a person. Asante sana for your comments. Thank you, Corazon, saying, yes, you've watched this great guest and you really shed tears. It's a sad story. I hope today you had enough handkerchiefs. We've shed tears together. It is well. There is hope because God changes our stories. Amen. Let me go to my SMS line. Rachel, just saying, wow, that's so encouraging. God bless you, brother. Great testimony today. A listener here having a question for you, Mr. Dan. And this listener is asking three questions. Number one, how did the case with your ex go? And secondly, how have you been disciplined in your walk with Christ? And finally, apart from God, who else is standing with you?
Thank you so much. The matter is still pending before court. And then I think to me, prayer is the only weapon that has made me to survive or to come this far. Mm-hmm. Because I always pray for God to guide my ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I can say the family has been of great support to me. My family has stood with me, and even few friends, not all friends, mm-hmm. few friends, just to tell me, oh, Dan, you can make it. Yeah. You know, yeah, the encouragement, yeah, mm-hmm. yes.
Okay, asante sana for that, our listener. Somebody else here, prayers, you've said how you've been disciplined in your walk, Christian walk, asante for that. Somebody asking us to pray for families because they're going through a lot. Mm-hmm. And several people just asking, I'd love to sum them up because there are so many issues. So if you see a red flag in a relationship, they are asking, so what should one do? And what should one do if they're already in that relationship where there are issues?
When you see a red flag, don't take it as normal, like ini kitu ya kawaida. You need to seek help, usinyamaze. And then those who are in those toxic relationship, I usually tell people is you are only having one step from that toxic relationship. What you need to do is to share. Because no one will understand what you are going through unless you share. It's the only through sharing that we'll get help. So let's share with those genuine friends, reach out to a professional person, this is a counselor, or even to a church leader, pastor, church elder, share. Because we all know this power in communication. When we talk, that's the only way you'll get help. Yeah. And when we talk about it, that's the only way now the perpetrator atajua, atakuwa threatened, atajua, inajulikana. Because when we keep silence, now the perpetrators wanapata nguvu. Mm. Yeah, to do even more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Robert Wanyonyi saying forgiveness tu ndio dawa ya kupata uponyaji kwa yule aliye kukosea. Tunasema hiyo ni sawa kabisa, brother Robert. Tunakubaliana na hiyo statement yako. Touching story, this one says, all I need is a big heart to forgive. It's a lady writing. They need a big heart to forgive. This one just saying, my question is different from our guest. How do I forgive someone who keeps pushing, making my life difficult? You know, somebody who keeps pushing, they're not saying pushing towards what and making their life difficult, but the question I'd ask, because the different situations cause us to be hurt. Mm. So how do you forgive? Majorly, that's what this person is asking. How do you forgive?
Yeah, it's a process, but you need to pray about it. When you pray, God will give you the way out, because God is the only answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And seek help.
And seek help. Go for counseling. Reach out to us. We have been there. We have come out strong. We can help you. We can talk to you. We can share. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
A sister writing and saying, oh, praise God. Thank you, Dan. I can't stop crying, and that has just made me think and call someone in my life who hurt me. I am forgiving her now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank God for that.
Yeah.
And if you're struggling to forgive, you know, the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord always prompts us, and the prompting is giving you now, forgive. Please forgive. Don't stay with that issue. Yeah. Mrs. Bosire writing to us from Kisarian, saying, good afternoon. This is a moving testimony. Bravely said, may God continue using him in a mighty way as he reaches out to more people in gender-based violence. We say amen to that.
Yeah.
Who else is here? Okay, somebody asking us to pray for them. We'll be doing that. The story has made my whole body to shiver. Plus, I'm in tears, this listener says. Jehovah, have mercy on us women. Dan, may God, may the good Lord give you favor, restore, and grant you mercy. That is Martha writing to us all the way from Mombasa. Sante sana for writing in. Somebody saying, awesome profile. You didn't tell me your name, but thank you so much for writing in. Brooke Marichacha, I can see you. Asante sana for writing and saying you're tuned in this beautiful day. Ken Wakiamba, you're saying, may Almighty God help our guest today so much, and I will be praying for him. Amen. That's the right thing to do. Dan Matakaya, this listener called Frederick, saying a touching story. May God fulfill your desires, and may God bless you so much. We say amen to that. Regina from Comarock saying, forgiveness is divine, and you find yourself at the place of peace. God bless you, Dan, for sharing your story. Somebody says, okay, let's check our Facebook, then I'll be inviting Dan to share with us contacts for his organization if you need help. One of our listeners on Facebook just saying, God help me to forgive my dad and my stepmom. 22 years living with pain and still going on. I don't know until when. This is somebody who's still holding on to unforgiveness, Dan. Yeah. You know, caused by the parents.
Yeah.
What can you tell her?
What I can tell her is that, you know, if you hold someone in your life, in your heart, it will only hurt you. Sometimes you need to let it go in order for you to grow. Let it go and give God that opportunity to work on your life. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
A sister writing and saying, I'm a survivor of domestic violence. It's so painful for a survivor, but God give me the grace to forgive my late husband. He chopped me 7 deep cuts, and then he committed suicide.
Hey, Paul, it's well. Yeah.
And can this sister get help from your organization, because she sounds as if she still has pain?
Yeah, she can. Yeah.
Okay. Please, our sister, hang in there. We'll be getting to a number you can call, get in touch, and just for that support from Dan's team. Of course, Vems Eugene is so happy to hear you. He says he's an alumni of St. Ignatius Mukumo Boys. Na nafurahi sana kukusikia.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. And many, many comments coming through. We appreciate you for writing. Aire, Njuguna, you're saying this is a strong man. To accept to come out and talk about violence he went through, it only takes God's hands. May God bless and continue to give him strength. And may the Lord help you, Daniel. Thank you for sharing your story. That is Joy Bilham. Another question from Kipchumba and Apora. These two, they are asking, did Daniel remarry again? What happens if the wife pleads to come back? Will he take her back?
Okay, I think I will not take her back. You know, it has taken me quite some time. At one point, I felt that all women are the same. But after healing and through counseling, I realized we just have that small percent who can do those inhuman things to another person. So I'm still trusting, and I believe that I'll get into marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So give us a number for those who'd love to get in touch with you, your organization, for help. How can they do that?
Yeah, we are offering counseling. We have a toll-free number, which is 1196. You just call it, then request to speak to a counselor. They are there, they are waiting, they want to help you. Because I feel that the pain I went through, I can use it to also benefit someone else.
Mm.
And then you can also find me on Facebook. It's Dan Sheshe on Facebook, at Dan Sheshe on Twitter, and then at Dan Sheshe on Instagram. Mm. Dan Sheshe Foundation on Facebook, then at Dan Sheshe Foundation on Twitter, then still on Instagram.
Mm.
And then you can also call me on 0712-613-892.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's not keep quiet. Let's share. Let's open up.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm, thank you, Dan. We appreciate. So, where is Dan? What is Dan's vision? You know, wacha tuseme vision 2030 yako ni gani? Because you see, you're a different man. You're forgiven, you healed, you're restored, you're giving people hope. So where do you see yourself maybe in 5 years?
Yeah, you know, ile kitu nataka saa hii is just to see a safe society.
Yeah.
You know, I've gone through pain. I don't want someone else to go through the pain that I went through.
Mm.
That's why with the Dan Sheshe Foundation, to me, it's like a ministry to just get people out of their concerns, to help them to be who they are, to teach them to identify themselves. You know, self-awareness is key.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the only thing I want to offer people, and to impact life, to transform and impact life out there.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why I also visit churches and schools to teach people, to talk to people.
Mm.
So that, you know, sometimes many people confuse abuse with love.
Mm.
Yeah, sometimes it's good to give them the insights for them to understand.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'd love you, before we just take a minute to pray, maybe to speak to young people who are listening to you. You know, at times young people feel they get into relationships because you got married young, and you're telling me, I wish you could have taken time to, you know, maybe work with someone or get counseling before that. What will be your word to young people listening to you in regards to relationships?
What I want to tell young people is that marriage is not an easy thing. Marriage has its own challenges.
Mm.
So let's take time. Let's take time. Let's take time to understand this person you want to commit your life to. If you want to stay someone for over 30 years or 20 years, you need to take some time to understand him or her, so that whenever you are now in marriage, whenever there's conflicts, you may be in a position to understand how to solve the conflict.
Mm.
Yeah, so then let's not marry for wrong reasons. Let's not marry because your peers wameoa, or because you have found someone mwenye akona gari, akona kazi. Let's know who we are, self-identity, before we know the person you want to commit your life to.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And the married couple listening to you, you know, and be having challenges, they feel, we shouldn't talk to anyone. Wacha tupambane na hali yetu. What did you say?
What I can tell them is that, you know, we are not perfect. We human beings, we are not perfect. Let's just share. I know many people are going through challenges, and marriage has its own challenges. So let's share, let's reach out. Whatever problem you are facing, maybe someone else has gone through it and he has come out strong. Reach out and get help. Then whenever there's a conflict within our marriage, let's not pile issues. Let's try as much as we can to solve the conflicts. If we are unable to do it, let's reach out to a third party. Let's reach out to a professional counselor. Let's reach out to a church leader. Now churches are offering counseling. They have department for counseling. Let's reach out, because we are human beings, and I usually tell people, it's always okay not to be okay. Yeah, whatever you are going through, yeah, it's okay, but the best thing to do is to find a way out of it. Yes.
Amen. Dan, we have 2 minutes, and I'd just love to give you these 2 minutes just to make a prayer for anyone listening to us, and they are struggling with forgiveness, and they just love the Lord to help them forgive and to be made whole. Dan, welcome.
Okay, thank you so much. I know many people are struggling with forgiveness. I just want us to pray so that God may give us the strength and the ability to forgive. So let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come to you this afternoon. We thank you for this opportunity, even for the listeners who are listening for this testimony. I know it has touched many, and I know many people are struggling with forgiveness. God, I'm praying that you get in their life, give them the courage and the strength to let it go, to forgive, because revenge only is for you, Almighty Father. Give them the ability to forgive and transform their life the way you did it for me. Wape nguvu pia wakapate kusamehe ili wakaendelee na maisha yao. Na those people who are in toxic relationship, Mungu, I pray that you intervene. Intervene, send your angels to intervene, because we are not meant to suffer. Naomba tu wape nguvu, uwasaidia wakapate pia kukubali it's normal to go through what they are going through, but the best thing is to seek help. Na Mungu, tufunze tukakae ndani yako na kulingana na maandiko yako, Mungu Baba. I pray for those people who want to get into marriage. Wape nguvu, wape wisdom to understand those people they want to commit their life to. Mungu, is only you mwenye tunajiweka kwako, sababu sisi atuwezi, sisi ni binadamu. We are not perfect. It's only you mwenye tunategemea. So naomba haya machache katika jina la Yesu Kristo, naomba nikiamini. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Mm.
Thank you so much, Dan. Your parting shot before we let you go?
Yeah, as I was saying, it's always okay not to be okay. Whatever you're going through, it's okay.
Mm.
The best thing is to find a way out of it.
Mm.
Yeah, so let's communicate, let's speak, and to men, don't suffer in silence.
Mm.
We are there for you. Reach out to us. Reach out to those genuine friends and share, because that is the only way we can get help. Let's all try work hard towards making the society a safe space for us all and for our children. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too, Dan. Amen.
Yeah.
I may the Lord do you well and cause you to be a blessing to this nation.
Amen.
And the nations of this earth.
Amen.
Amen. What can I say? What can I say? God has been gracious and we honor him. Thank you, Dan, for coming. And he's called Dan Matakaya, our guest today on Profile. One thing I've picked from his testimony, that with God all things are possible. Surrender yourself to him. Allow him to heal you. My name is Grace Mutiso. I wish you a blessed afternoon. Shalom and God bless you.
This is Profile. Real people, real stories, real God, real change.